You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
You know, some people say to me, see, look, there are New Testament prophets. And I say, of course there are New Testament prophets. At that time there was no New Testament yet. Of course, listen to this, Ephesians 2:19. It says, now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but you're fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Now, that's not Ezekiel and Daniel. That's New Testament prophets. The church is built on the apostles and the New Testament prophets, not old. The apostles and New Testament prophets built the church upon the cornerstone, which is who? Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone. But today, there no longer needs to be prophets because we've got the entire complete New Testament today. Let me show you exactly what the Word of God says about this. If you'd like to turn with me, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. And you cannot come into my office after this service and talk to me about this. You can come in here and pray about it if you want, but don't take it up with me because I didn't write this. Hebrews 1, 1. Listen carefully. God, comma, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets. Now notice the distinction. Has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. That's crystal clear, isn't it? Either you fall into or fall out here. There's no in between. Let me continue. Now, we'll get back into that more here in a minute. Now, we stayed many days, verse 10, back in Acts, verse 10, chapter 21, verse 10. You can keep a finger there or a bookmark there. Now, as we stayed many days, a certain prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. And when he had come to us, he took Paul's belt, bound his own hands and feet, and says, thus says the Holy Spirit, so shall the Jews of Jerusalem bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. Now, I'm going to tell you something astounding here, which maybe you probably did not know. Did you know that this is the only thus saith the Lord in the entire New Testament? Let me say that again. For those that fell off their chair watching at home, this is the only thus saith the Lord. And notice it's thus saith the Spirit. Why? Because it's the Holy Spirit ministering here now. This is his ministry. When Jesus was alive, it was his ministry. In the Old Testament, It was God the Father, Jehovah's ministry. This is the only thus saith the Lord in the entire New Testament. So what does that mean? It means that God is not speaking through prophets anymore. And once the New Testament is complete, and once the last apostle dies. But maybe you tell me, but I got a friend, Betty Birnbaum from Bakersfield, and she's a prophet. She says she's a prophet. You know what a prophet did before the completion of the New Testament? Do you know what a prophet did before the completion of the New Testament? This is what they would do. They would stand up in a congregation and they would say, "Thus says the Lord, he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Thus says the Lord." The prophet would get up and say, "You can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth you." The prophet would get up and say, "I've got a word from God for you. Thus says the Lord. God has given you all things that pertain to life and godliness." The prophet would get up and say, "You are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who loves you." That is the message of the New Testament prophet. The word wasn't written down yet. The New Testament prophet would get up and say, "It's Christ in you, the hope of glory." Look, it's not just me telling you this. We just read the verse. Don't fall into the trap, church. Don't fall into the trap of denomination first and word of God second. Don't do that. That's what denominations do. That's what Catholics do and other groups do. It's you got to believe the denomination first and then whatever the word says is second or third on your priority line. Believe the word of God alone. That's what we believe here in this church. Sola scriptura. We take the authority of the word of God only. Amen. Now, here again, Paul's got to listen to someone tell him that if he goes to Jerusalem, pain and suffering await him. Verse 12. Now when he heard these things, both we and those from that place pleaded with him not to go to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered and said, "Why are you weeping and breaking my heart? Why are you guys making me cry? Can you just see him? Just picture yourself there on the beach with him. Why are you weeping?" He'd never see these guys again. Remember, the crime over the Apostle Paul is telling people that God loves you. That's the crime over you today, too. And that's why people want to kill you. "Why are you weeping and breaking my heart? For he says, for I," as he's going to pass the John 12:25 test now, Darren, "I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die for the name of Jesus Christ." What's the John 12:25 test? Those who love your life will lose it. Those who hate their life will keep it unto life eternal. That's the state of mind and the well-being Jesus Christ calls his church to be in. Those who love their life, you can see Paul passes this right here. He's passed the test. "I am ready not only to be bound, but I'm ready to die." The bishop of Smyrna, when you read in the book of Revelation, the church at Smyrna, they came up to him and they says, "We want you to sign a little piece of paper right here." And on the piece of paper it said, "Kaiseros Kurios." Kaiseros Kurios. Caesar is Lord. 86 years old. And he said, and I quote, he says, "For 86 years have I served him, and he's done me no wrong. Bring forth what thou wilt. That's the mindset to have today. How are you doing on that? It's a work in progress. It's all right if I'm not there. But that's the mindset to have. For 86 years have I served him. For me, I can say as of last week, for 57 years I served him, and he's done me no wrong. Jesus Christ has never done me wrong in all of my years. So you think I'm going to stay at home because there's a flu going around? You're out of your mind. I don't die when I fall asleep at 80 miles an hour on the freeway, and I'm going to stay at home because there's a flu? See, I get it, and I share it with you so that you'll get it too. And that is, no weapon formed against you will prosper. And when it's your time to leave this world, you very well could fall down on a banana peel. But no one's going to stop that happening prior to its time. Everyone in this church can tell me a story about how God delivered them from something. Half of you have told me. Why are you weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready. Okay. How do you get there? See, this man's been my associate for too long. No, he knows the answer. He just said it. Suffering. It's James 1:2. He said, and I love the way the NIV reads. It says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, when you fall. Consider it pure joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops this mammer jammer right here. You see, God uses suffering to turn you into a spiritual giant that'll slay all of your enemies. Just like David. Earlier, when you read 1 Kings chapter 17, David slew a lion and a bear. Then he ran into someone 9'6" and he says, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? I'm not scared of him because I've seen what God does in my life. And I'm not scared anymore. I'm not scared of anything. I'm not scared of what this world's going to throw my way, because my God is bigger than my problems. So let's do like David wrote in Psalm 34. Come, let us magnify the Lord together. Make God bigger than your problems. See, I'm glad you guys come to visit today. You got me all wound up. Abide under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you in due time. That's the scriptural answer for how you do that. When you find yourselves under trial, wait on the Lord, right? Psalm 27. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait for him to deliver you through whatever trial you're going through. Again, back to James, where it says, count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith, the NIV, the old NIV says, develops endurance. It's like being in God's dark room. Develops. You know what happens, Gene, when you turn a light on in a dark room?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.